The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
All right, the news is over, and everybody is, my goodness. Oh, they're all, yeah, even my son called me this morning, and he goes, yes, there is a God. Yeah, okay. We'll all just revel in what appears to be a Trump victory, all right? We can all revel in that, all you right thinkers out there, but see, I'm looking at this thing, and I've gotten over the election stress. I've got it over that a long time ago. I don't let stuff, and I've been accused, you know, when my kids were cutting up and doing all sorts of stuff, you know, and I would be accused of just tuning them out. I said, look, kids will be kids, right? And you tune it out. Well, there are certain things I can tune out, and if you were listening to our show last night, and this is on the Big Migs Rumble channel, and of course they had several people. I was on from 7 to 9 Central, which allowed me, we were still broadcasting on sqrradio.com. So everybody that was listening to the show, and listening to the 5-hour, very well put together situation here with libertynewsradio.com and Sam Bushman and everybody and the guys at the Big Mig did a fantastic job, Alex Newman. But see, here's the thing. You know, when you sit back and you look at this and you look at the electoral college map, and you look at who took what and who is still in the running and how many seats have yet to be decided and for all the votes to be counted and how many are going to be counting after the election's over. Technically, see, here's the thing. Florida can wrap up all of its voting by midnight and you know that Trump won Florida. But when you got Arizona saying, well, it's going to take us at least a week, if not 2 weeks, and Georgia 3 to 7 days, and Michigan 1 to 6 days, and Pennsylvania 10 to 12 days, and North Carolina 1 to 10 days, and Wisconsin 0 to 6 days. I mean, this garbage was coming out by the Epoch Times, who, if you dial into the Epoch Times, you have to know that Epoch Times supports Falun Gong. All right? They are just the opposite and the fighter of the CCP. Yet everybody in America thinks that the Epoch Times is all about, you know, but it isn't. They are a basically cater to China, and you need to know that. Now, if you really look at this thing from a realistic approach, okay, we have 62 days until January 6th. That is the day that Harris, who is the VP of the Senate, is going to have to certify painstakingly, oh my God, Jen Psaki, Peppermint Patty, I just don't know what to tell you. Oh, there's a lot of hearts breaking tonight. I know Bette Midler's going to have to drink her Drano. And what else is going to go down? Cher and Barbara Streisand are going to have to leave the country. And you know what? That's never going to happen. Do you know why? Because these people are liars. They're liars and they're troublemakers. Most of Hollywood is. And they're sitting there wallowing in self-pity this morning because they opened their mouth. They made themselves look bad. And they think that Hollywood will just forget. Well, no, we're not. Because we have 62 days to January 6th and 76 days to January 20th, which is the day that Trump would be sworn in. But this ain't over yet. You know why it's not over yet? Because you got Harris Waltz campaign's co-chair, Cedric Richmond, saying earlier in the evening last night that even if Harris would not be addressing those gathered until today, he said, we still have votes to count. We still have states that have not been called yet. We will continue overnight to fight to make sure every vote is counted, every voice is spoken. You see, it's not over yet because the Democrats still haven't played their hand. Now, despite the fact that, you know, Georgia basically was the second state behind North Carolina in the swing states. It's amazing how the media controls all this. And who is Associated Press anyway? They're members like most of mainstream media of the CFR. And if AP said so, you know, it's like E.F. Hutton talks, people listen, you know. E.F. Hutton talk. E.F. Hutton says. And you can see everybody in the commercial all bent over with their ear, you know, waiting to hear some insider trading tip. Who the hell is AP anyway? I'll tell you what, I've won the national and state Broadcaster's Award for 1981 for spot news coverage. And that and 50 cents, I found out, will get you a cup of coffee. That's how worthless AP has become. They're all part of the game, and they have to be dealt with. This garbage of what the media is reporting, you know, they all have analysts, right? And what is analysts? What's the root word of analysts? If you said anal, you were correct. Because they are all anal. They're all trying to put throw their hat in the ring and make themselves look credible. And, you know, just like what happened in Atlanta, we had all those alleged bomb threats, which they said were non-credible, that they came from Russia. You see all this garbage that gets thrown into the mix here? And who reported it? The mainstream media. Why? Because we have to have controversy. The only saving grace was Brad Raffensperger came out and said that, hey, the reason that we had an honest election this time and the voters put their faith in what was going on is because we were part of a network that cleaned up our voter rolls. This is what Raffensperger had to say about what Georgia did, and he called it right on last night. Here's what he said.
Well, I've led the way to make Georgia the most secure, free, and fair place to vote in the United States. We also have the cleanest voter rolls in the entire country. And that's because we joined a multi-state partnership that we share data with our other 25 member states. So when you move to those states, we find out about it. And we were able to remove 432,000 people by being part of that organization. So we have the cleanest voter rolls in the entire country. That gives voters confidence. So we do have secure, fast, and accurate elections. But also, we had another element. I would call it a bonus, but I think voters deserved it. We made sure, and I led to make sure, that we would have fast lines. And today you saw result of that. With our electronic poll pads, people were checking in, and we were checking it all day long in 49 seconds. We think that's awesome, and so did the voters. And then the average line time, you don't need water when your average line time is 2 minutes.
There you have it. 2 minutes they had to wait in line to get to the poll. To vote. As a matter of fact, because of all of this, you see, it took, and this is the funny thing about the Republican Party and how it reacted since 2022, they spent the last 18 months trying to clean up the voter rolls and attacking in the courts, and this is not over yet, because there will be some litigation that people will have to deal with. That's unfortunate. But, you know, it appears that all of this clean out was, a lot of it had to do with the major cities, because that's where all of the cheating goes on. Not the rural counties, because in Georgia, all of this has the vote cleaning has appeared to have paid off, because the returns show the turnout was higher in many rural counties than it was in 2020, the last time he ran, right? I'm talking about Trump here. And according to Tucker Carlson, who had his own little shindig going on Mar-a-Lago, that you have to understand that Tucker left Fox, and Fox is considered mainstream media. And Tucker keeps using the word democracy, and he needs to shut up about that. I'm calling the media out on this. Because the thing is unless they're going to tell the truth and tell people, look, we were founded as a constitutional republic, and the Democratic Party, and I was just shocked when I realized, I go, wait a minute, Andrew Jackson, Old Hickory, everybody hated his guts. He was a Democrat. He was the one that was telling us, look, you let these banks in here, we're going to be in trouble. So, you know, if the laws of nature, according to Tucker, the world according to Tucker, it's like the world according to GARP, if the laws of nature had acted as they normally do, Donald Trump would have died in July, murdered in cold blood, because his enemies knew the only way to prevent American voters from choosing him as their leader. Well, see, the enemies aren't done yet. This is my whole point. Tucker said it. But the thing is that, you know, the media is famous for feeding Trump's ego. The media is famous for getting Trump to talk about stuff that he should just shut up and keep quiet. There are certain things that the media is going to try to get out of Trump between now and the time he is sworn in. And I'm cautioning people to be very, very wary of, and it's not just this threat of violence. You are not going to see Bette Midler drinking Drano. She's going to be at the Oscars next time. You're not going to see Sharon Barbara Streisand leave the country. They're all liars. This is typical of the behavior you are going to see in the next 76 days, and we've got to be careful. We'll talk about what happens on the day after. Here we are. Like I said, 76 days away from January 20th, and until that happens, we're still waiting. Be right back.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, here we are at 18 minutes after the hour, rocking to the saddle. Yep, Dr. Scott Bradley was on the show with us last night, if you were listening. All our faithful listeners, we were on Squirrel Radio, SQRradio.com, and broadcasting all the way up until the hour. And watching the elections and stuff. And of course, there are people out there, like I said, the word analyst comes from the root word anal. Because see, everybody's trying to call what's going to happen in our future. This is all part of the uniparty, and you have to understand the media is in control of it. And everybody relies on the media. They don't want the truth. They just want to be pacified. They want the all-day sucker. You know, see, we, the people who are listening to this show and other shows on LibertyNewsRadio.com, understand the benefits of understanding the truth and being able to formulate an opinion based on truth rather than falsehoods. I have yet to confront anyone that doesn't agree that we have a uniparty system operating in Washington, and all that happened last night was America got handed another all-day sucker, something to nurse on, pabulum by the media. Keeping us, you know, all these little victory parties and whatever staged across the country. Yes, we're just waiting for our dose of pabulum from the media, waiting for the media to call the election. Really? I mean, it's not over yet. Like Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over, and we still got states out there dragging. You've got these early votings. I asked Dr. Bradley, based on some things that were going on that were brought up by some of our callers and commentators, and that was, you know, with this early voting, how many extra votes do we need to manufacture in the Democratic side of things in order to give Harris a win? You see, between now and January 20th, if in fact Trump is going to be sworn in, there are 76 days of potential chicanery. Not to mention, we the people have been already fear-panicked and fear-porn to death about the potential violence across America. And how we need to be prepared, and Antifa's going to come out and set fire to stuff. Oh, you see how they got everybody played here? I mean, who woke up over all of this? I mean, who's been awake from the get-go besides me? A lot of this, like I say, you know, here's media trying to sell advertising. You got Jen Psaki basically calling you stupid. You know, if you voted for Trump, you're stupid. It's just the way it is. I mean, Republican MAGAs are stupid. Jen Psaki, I hate to disappoint you, but you are lucky you even have a job right now. I call her Peppermint Patty for a reason. It's one of these things, and that's all it is they got another mouthpiece. And this is what the media is going to do. You know, they don't want to talk about the truth. They don't want to talk about, you know, and apparently they're making so much money over there at CNN that they can afford to go to the grocery store and pay whatever the price tag says, whatever the UPC code rings it up as. They apparently don't care. They don't care if we live in a socialist country. They're embellishing it. They're relishing in it. You know, I mean, my dad used to tell me, if you don't like it here, move to Russia. Well, yeah, the underground mob over there, the mafia, they have their own little mafia over there. And if you don't think that kind of mafia exists here, well, you haven't looked close enough at the Uniparty, because that is our little old political mafia in operation. They've got adrenochrome. I mean, do you notice Obama's getting whiter hair now? Oh, during the lockdowns, what happened to the adrenochrome, huh? All these people are taking all the, you know, the blood of young kids when they stab them when they're alive and drain their blood. Well, that's, you know, that's what a lot of them are saying, right? You got Pizzagate, and they've tried to, you know, blast that and say that, Congress is, you know, we have upright, upstanding people. Yet Whitney Webb writes a 2-volume series on blackmail. So we know that the Uniparty is relishing in pedophilia. And I know they're going to say, oh, you can't say that, Krieger. Well, how do you know? Has anybody bothered to ask? Has anybody bothered to sic a private investigator on some of these people to see what's really going on? To spy on those who spy on us to see if they're playing by the book or whether they're cheating and lying? You know, politicians, man, I mean, the next oldest profession to prostitution. And that's exactly what they do when they go out, is they make promises that they can't keep. And Trump last night says, we're going to fix it. Oh, here we go again, the male-female thing of people. And they go to the polls, and they think that they're doing the right thing. And, of course, now the Amish even came out in droves and voted for Trump. This is one of the reasons why. People who don't normally come out to vote felt, look, if we want 4 more years of this and we want to edge closer to socialism, Harris cannot win. Well, the Democrats aren't done here yet, folks. You have to understand with the day after, we're not done yet. We have adversaries outside the U.S. You know, people voted early, which I asked Dr. Bradley about that last night. I said, if they're voting early, they're taking their cell phones to the polls, which means they can be tracked. And that means that, okay, how many of these advanced Republican voters voted for Trump? Where were they? How many do we need to manufacture on all these swing states and states who haven't manufactured their vote totals yet, like Arizona and Nevada? You know, how many do we need? How many extra votes do we need to manufacture? You know, see, you can't ever put it past these people that they're going to continue what they did. It's just that now, given what Raffensperger said with them in 25 states and people becoming more proactive, they've managed to clean the voter rolls and try to stop these elitists from getting these illegal immigrants that have invaded this country registered voting. You know, they've tried to stop all that, and we've still got problems with these voting machines. Maybe not as bad. I mean, last night, you know, as of 2 a.m., Trump had 279 electoral votes. It doesn't mean anything. It will mean something when Trump gets sworn in 76 days from now. It will mean something if we don't have a huge civil unrest again on January 6th, because Harris is the one that has to certify the election. People still, they're all reveling in what's going on, and I'm going, not so fast. You know, we even have, even if this thing with Trump and Grover Cleveland, because you know all the political pundits are going to be talking about it, because Grover Cleveland did the same thing Trump just did. He came back 4 years later and won another term. It's the only time in the history of the United States this ever happened. So, I mean, you know, we want to look back at what history tells us. And there's a thing about this, the whole election. You know, according to Nate Cohn, who is the chief political analyst, anal, there's that word again, at the New York Times, predicts a Donald Trump victory on Election Day could reveal the death of the Democratic Party as we know it. Really? I mean, this is a New York Times columnist now, right? He's an analyst for the New York Times. So he basically is saying that the election should be a Republican victory if you analyze it on paper. Because of the poor economy, because of Biden's unpopularity, because, you know, he's a cord short of an outlet, and the fact that voters believe the country's headed in the wrong direction. I mean, it's not just Republicans. It's independent voters out there that looked and said, look, do we want 4 more years of being able to go to the grocery store and not being able to buy what we want, and we're more worried about filling our gas tanks than putting food on the table and keeping the lights on? You know, if the country's headed in the wrong direction, the voters, you know, they are the first to know this. And they're not stupid. They pull out their wallets in the grocery store, their purses, and they open their wallets to pay. And they're using credit cards because they don't have the cash. And they're living on credit. A lot of America has, if you've been paying attention to what's going on. So the pollsters have never found a convincing explanation for what went wrong, and the simplest one is they just can't reach enough of Mr. Trump's less engaged supporters. Well, they came out last night. And so as Nate Cohn predicted, It would initiate a new era of politics, one defined by historic voter realignment. You see, people, they can either vote with their feet and leave the states that are screwing them, or they can vote at the poll. And that's what they've done. They've sent a resounding message. Now it's up to the Democrats to try to mess with it. And they will. Even with all of this stuff Raffensperger was talking about, they will try to continue to mess with this. The whole election cycle, it's not over yet. I don't much care what, you know, Mike Turner of Ohio, who is, the head of the House Intelligence Committee. There's a contradiction in terms. You know, we have to fight the axis of evil. We have an immediate threat. Russia, Iran, North Korea, China. You know, so you got to keep up the fear porn. Yeah, well, how do you think the next president of the United States would have dealt with all of this? You know, we had peace when Trump was in the White House. Maybe that's why they went to the polls, because we want peace and quiet. We don't want riots. Well, here's the one thing I will say about after the election is over, thanks to my spiritual brother-in-law who posted something here by Christina Franklin. After the election is over, we can still guarantee these results. Number one, God will still be on his throne. Number two, Jesus will still be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Three, the Bible will still have answers to every problem. Number four, the tomb will still be empty. Number five, Jesus will still be the only way to heaven. Number six, prayer will still work. It will still make a difference, and God will still answer prayers. Number seven, the cross, not the government, will still be our salvation. Number eight, there will still be room at the cross. Number nine, Jesus will save anyone who places their faith and trust in him. And number 10, God will still be with us always. He will never leave us or forsake us. That's what happens on the day after, folks.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
And it's not just all about the election, okay? I know everybody was just waiting in bated breath, sitting in front of their TVs, sucking up on and soaking up all the information from mainstream media, from Fox, which is part of mainstream media, by the way. Fox, I can't believe the way these people are knee-jerk, like I said last night on our show. It's like that movie Airplane, you know, where all the news reporters who are trying to get the scoop all run at the phone bank of phone booths. You know, they get the pay phones and the phone booths at the airport, and they all run at the phone booth, and they hit the phone booth, and all of a sudden the whole phone booth falls over. I mean, it's a sight gag, right? But this is it. The media is stepping all over itself, because this is how Americans are conditioned. They're conditioned to behave based on what they see and hear on TV because, oh, well, if it's on TV, it must be true. Really? And then, see, the people who understand what's going on understand perfectly well that the CIA and other entities out there are controlling the media, like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and Deep State, are controlling what these media pundits all say. And as long as we tune into them, and as long as we support their advertisers, they will continue to be there. So if we stop, like we did with Bud Light, if we stop supporting specific advertisers because they're on mainstream media, then they eventually will get the message, and maybe there will be some changes within those facilities, and they'll say, look, government money or no government money, bribes from the CIA or from whoever. I mean, you know, despite what you may think is going on right now, this country is still in very sad shape. CarePoint Health Systems, a New Jersey-based healthcare system consisting of three hospitals, has filed for bankruptcy and financial restructuring in Chapter 11 because of ongoing cost challenges. You see, there is another problem that Trump can't fix, okay? Meanwhile, we've got another California-based entity out there selling compounded drugs used for weight loss and diabetes management that could pose serious health issues for people, according to the FDA. These are medications compounded and distributed by Fullerton Wellness, based in Ontario, California. They compound drugs intended to be sterile, including semaglutide and terzapatide injections, you know, this is the Novo Nordisk and all that, Wegovy, Ozempic and whatnot, that everybody's putting all their faith in because we live in a society that basically is run by vanity. Oh, yeah, all I can do is wait, just give myself a shot, right? That's going to fix everything. People are so quick to get the quick fix that they don't pay attention to what's going on, just like when they were fear-mongered and told that if you didn't get the jab, that you were going to get COVID and die. And so 220 million people bought into this crap, and they went out and got the jab, and a lot of them died because of the jab. And people are being adversely affected because of the jab. And if Trump was going to fix anything with a Republican-controlled Senate and House, if in fact there is a God, we need to repeal the law that says that Big Pharma isn't liable for the damage it did and for the lies that it put out about the effectiveness and safety and whatnot of this drug, this mRNA. No, we need to have, because the Constitution guarantees us what? Or did we forget? What is redress of grievances? Isn't that a constitutional right? Well, if Congress passes a law that says that Big Pharma is immune from suit because of damage their drugs caused or murders their drugs caused, and the government is not liable, we have a problem. The Constitution has been violated, and Congress passed a law, and it was signed into law way back when. See, that, if you're going to fix something, President Trump, if you get into office, figure out a way to get rid of that law that keeps Big Pharma safe from lawsuits. That's one way to fix the system, is to put Big Pharma in its place. People are going, oh, that'll never happen. You see, there are certain things that Trump has said. Like I say, politicians are going to say what they think you want to hear. Sad but true. Come on, really? And they're going to fix things. Oh, yeah, men, Mr. Fix-It. Yeah, men are always supposed to be Mr. Fix-It, right? So, you know, Trump, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it. I am tired of hearing that because, Mr. President or President-elect, I hate to say this, but you have a Congress and a weaponized DOJ. Oh, yeah, this government is still in its current state of mind, state of mindset, state of condition for the next 76 days. Until you're sworn in as president, you can do something about it. They've got 76 days to screw with America. And nobody's, oh, yeah, yeah, Trump this, Trump that. Yeah, doesn't matter. The administration and the current status quo is still in position for the next 76 days. Do you understand what I just said? They can still weaponize the DOJ against American citizens. They can still send U.S. troops out to shoot American citizens, which is why Trump said, you know, stay in line. Stay in line. You know, don't go into the gray area. I don't think that Trump will go to the ellipse and tell people to go to Washington, D.C., to the Capitol building. I just don't. You can't do that. You let Antifa and all the Democrats and everything, you let them riot and burn down buildings, and you see whether or not the DOJ or the DOD will order the U.S. military to go out and start shooting these people. It won't happen. This is exactly what the Democratic Party wants. They want for Republicans to take to the streets so that they can shoot them. This is what our government wants. Our government has already indicated by what they did to the executive director of the Hillbillery National Airport in Little Rock. You remember they kicked in his door at 6:02 in the morning, and at 6:03, the guy was shot to death. You remember that, right? They can do that to anybody, just like they tried to do to Trump, and they may still continue to try to do that to Trump. So I would think that as a alleged president-elect, you would beef up security, because I don't think this is over yet. Because the only way they can stop this is if he never makes it to the podium on January 20th. This is what I'm saying. It's a scary thought, but this is not over yet because the status quo is still in power. And people seem to forget that. You're all reveling in the fact that, oh, yeah, things are going to change. Well, you got 76 days to bite on your nails. I'm sorry, but this is the day after the illusion that's got to go away because the mainstream media is going to come out and repeatedly attack Trump. It's not over yet. They're all going to sit there and wallow in self-pity and, you know, I mean, you know, look at what NPR, what that guy, you know, oh my God, what are we going to do? Yeah, go kill yourself. Why don't you? Save us all, you know, from having to listen to this drivel in the mainstream media. Do we have to listen to this? Well, you know, as long as we've got people out there that, you know, get out there and brag, you know, all the braggadocios came out and bragged about, oh, I voted for Kamala. Okay, fine. Well, you know, it's a disease. I said the word chlamydia for a reason. People don't want to get a disease. They don't want socialism in the country. They don't want, and see, abortion, that was another big thing. All the Democrats relied on abortion, but Trump came out and he said, you know, and all the pundits, all the analysts, the analysts out there said, Trump didn't pay enough attention to the abortion issues. Well, here again, here's the media trying to twist our panties into a bunch. The thing about abortion is Roe v. Wade has been overturned, okay? It's a fact. Now, the mainstream media would love for you to believe that there's still a controversy. The states even had ballot initiatives about how we're going to shut down abortion or we're going to legalize abortion in our state. Well, three states said no. The voters said no, just like Florida said no to pot. You know, reefer madness kicked in. Whatever. You know, people want to sit around and smoke dope and lose their minds over what? You know, fine, whatever. We each have our own right to do whatever. I mean, can you imagine what Taylor Swift must be thinking right now? Oh, these people, I'd be worried more about what's going to happen if the P. Diddy situation gets unraveled and half of Congress gets busted along with P. Diddy because the truth's going to come out about all those Hollywood stars that hung out and watched P. Diddy and everybody else allegedly have sex with minors. You see how screwed up? But like I said, status quo, it's still here. It's still in power until somebody comes in and we have a transitioning here. And like I said, come J6th, Harris is going to be on the throne there up in her little seat in the Senate. They have to certify the election first. And then they have to have a swearing in. So like I said, we got 76 days to find out if we really are going to be seeing Mr. Fix-It change things. Oh, by the way, Bernie Marcus, the billionaire Home Depot co-founder and Republican mega donor, passed away yesterday at 95. Isn't that amazing? He would die on the day of the election. We'll be back with more news after these messages. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
Some interesting data just came in, believe it or not. The Pentagon issued a contract for COVID-19 research in Ukraine 3 months before COVID officially existed. Did you know? Uh-huh. You see, if you're going to fix things, there has to be a shakeup at the Pentagon. You know, the government of the United States has a website called USA Spending. It's an official open data website. Oh, trillion, excuse me. 3.63 trillion. Yeah, doing this stuff on COVID-19, award research. Uh-huh. You see, if you're going to fix things, a lot of different entities that are operating within the federal government, the bureaucracies, will need to change. Now, Trump is not going to be able to fix the Supreme Court. If we do have a likely majority in the House, because see, all the pundits, of course, are saying Republicans have gained control of the Senate. Republicans win control of the Senate. Yeah, that means we get to see Mitch McConnell's face for the, till he's up for reelection or he retires. Wow. That means Chucky can't stab people in the back with his knife, you know, like the cartoon character. And control the Senate the way he has been. But like I said, they still have the status quo is still in charge in the Senate. You understand that? Schumer and Harris are still running the show in the Senate. This is where the vote is going to be certified on J6. They want to call them swing states or battleground states because they want divisiveness. Now, it's supposed that Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin went to Trump, supposedly. We don't know yet. Maybe they're still trying to dig up votes there. We don't know. The Republicans, I mean, did they act soon enough to try to stop this thing to create another tilt of the scales in the uniparty system? Because that's what we've got. It's how much can you convince the regular person, the Joe, the plumber on the streets of America, how much can you convince them that you're going to do the right thing? Is it a possibility? Is it likely? I mean, you got 535 self-serving politicians on Capitol Hill, 100 in the Senate, 435 in the House, if you've been paying attention. You've got all these electoral votes out there that are still up for grabs in the battleground states. You see, they have to promote battleground because we need to have controversy. We need to have a fight. People just can't leave well enough alone. No, and see, it's the politicians that are stirring the pot here, folks. And it's not over yet. You can revel in the fact that Trump is the president-elect. You can revel in it for now. But like I said, we got 76 days until he gets sworn in. That is the issue before us. We still have the possibility that the fear porn and those out there promoting it are still going to continue with that effort. The Democratic Party, which fuels the mainstream media, is going to continue the woe is me. They're going to try to set the stage for the fact that it's not over till it's over. They're still going to be out there trying to cheat because that's just common. We already know it. All the right-thinking people in America know that this could be a problem. That they could literally have issues. Whichever president ends up in the driver's seat on January 20th, regardless, the next president is going to have to deal with the economic slowdown next year. Because, of course, the experts, what is that? X is a has-been, spurt is a drip under pressure. And the government is going to try to intervene to fix the economy. On paper, all appears to be well, but, you know, we only had, what, 12,000 jobs added and a whole bunch of people got laid off? So it's pretty much a wash. If you're paying attention, if you were one of the ones that got the pink slip and you're hearing what I'm saying, you're going, yep, yep, that's right. Credit card debt is up 16% over the past 2 years. How are you going to fix that? You know what did this? You know, self-reported family financial problems. They've stagnated for the past year. People are having a hard time putting food on the table. And the economic indicators all say that we're going to have a continued slowdown. You know, Adam Taggart, founder of Thoughtful Money, financial education firm. Thoughtful Money. Isn't that fun how they come up with these names? Thoughtful Money. Yep. Why is it people are using their credit cards at the grocery store? I think we can all answer that, right? The right-thinking American that listens to this show, as well as other shows on LibertyNewsRadio.com, understands exactly what's going on. Why are we into this trillions of dollars in credit card debt? If you can make your bills every month, I guess you're doing okay. But what if you can't? What if you can barely just keep the lights on and the utilities paid? I mean, what happens when you can't do that? And all of a sudden you're living without electricity and the food that you just paid for is spoiling in the refrigerator because you have no power. Yep, some interesting things going on out there. New homes, by the way, account for 28% of houses sold in the third quarter, according to Redfin, but it's the lowest in 3 years. The supply of existing homes increased over the past year, according to a smaller share of new properties. I mean, that new properties, newly constructed homes. And if they were constructed in areas that are succumbing to hurricanes, good luck with insuring them. Because the insurance carriers are slowly trying to migrate out of Florida. They, you know, certain states are going to have some real serious problems. And now we got alleged Hurricane Raphael pounding on the Florida Keys, headed into the Gulf again, where it's going to pick up speed. And God knows where it could go. It could end up hitting the Big Bend area in Cedar Key again. It could end up going right for New Orleans again. It could end up going for Pecola and the beaches up there in the Panhandle. We don't know yet because, as you know, the spaghetti noodles are just like the legal theories. You throw stuff at a wall and see what sticks, right? So here's Weatherman on crack, all claiming that they've got the right spaghetti noodle. they're no worse than attorneys, folks. Don't worry about it. But, you know, here's the thing. We still have a foreclosure issue. I went online today because I get alerts about these securitized mortgages. And the bigger problem with securitized mortgages is people don't actually know who owns their loan. And not only that, but I opened up my alerts this morning under MERS, Mortgage Electronic Registration System, which is owned by the same bunch that owns the New York Stock Exchange, Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. And six more foreclosures just got posted. Now that made, six, Dave, come on. That's not a big number. Well, when you add it to the 400,000 that have already been noticed of foreclosure or they're in the process of taking their home, like I said, it doesn't matter unless you're one of the 400,000 that are being foreclosed on. And of course, the cool kids out there that are part of Gen Z, they're turning down jobs and they're whining because they claim they can't afford to commute or work clothes. They cannot afford to pay for the clothes required to go to work, and they can't afford the commute. See, this is just excuses. These are people who have given up on the Heavenly Father. They've got poor mental health. They're crying like crazy. And of course, the researchers surveyed over 2,000 Zoomers, young adults ranging in from ages to 16 to 25, that the 1 in 10 whippersnappers within the demographic have walked away from employment opportunities because I can't afford to get to work and all these job-required uniforms. I mean, I can't get a mani-pedi. You see, it's all about what TikTok and other mainstream social media has done to them. Where are the parents in all this? I mean, the parents are expecting the Gen Zs to go out, get a decent job, and do all the things that make America great, which is why, you know, all the world leaders were calling Trump last night, congratulating him on his victory. You see, they don't understand fully the way that the American political system works. They don't understand that up until January 20th, when the new president is sworn in, whoever that may be, we hope it's Trump. But again, for those of you who are, you know, erring on the side of caution like me, we have not seen the final results of anything, so stop counting your chickens. Yet that. This worklessness by our youth, we're all depending on them to continue to fund Social Security. Oh my God, here we go again. All you people depending on the government for a handout. I know it's your money. Come on, stop yelling at the radio. I know it's your money. I know you put in. I know you wish you didn't volunteer. I know you wish everybody coulda, shoulda, woulda, you know? Oh, if I had it to do all over again, I know those thoughts have entered your mind. They've entered mine. You know, our whole household wishes that they could have done things differently way back when. Well, if we only woulda known. Yeah, if you only woulda known that this election cycle is not over yet. It is not over until the new president is sworn in, and until then, you better pray to God that America gets its mindset right. Because until it does, we're still in trouble, folks. There are still votes to be counted and elections to be swayed, potentially. You can stop it. Remember, we have vote alert for a reason. In the meantime, stay safe. Don't do anything stupid. Be kind to people. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. We'll continue our conversation tomorrow here in the Krieger Files. If you missed the show, join us on sqrradio.com at 5 p.m. Central, and we'll be there, sans commercials. In the meantime, stay safe, take care, see you tomorrow.